Okay, we had yesterday to give a get shichrit to an Eved Kenani. How does that work? So we said that according to Shita Rambam, the way it works for halacha, the way we pass my tefachim, when you give a get shichur, I'm sorry, kesef, when the Eved Kenani goes through with kesef, the way he goes through with kesef is somebody else gives the kesef to the yadai, and the Eved Kenani goes free. And why does he go free? Because it's a schut for him. It's a schut for an Eved to go free. What happens is the Eved is standing there and he's screaming, I don't want to go free. He's Eved the Tzedeach, I don't want to go free. So according to the Rambam Shita, he doesn't go free. It has to work only with Teretz Chia. If he's standing there screaming, I don't want to go free, and someone is giving money to the Arden to buy his freedom, the Rambam holds that it doesn't work, because the Rambam Shita is the Kesef HaYedei works the Teretz Chia. So for every Chia it's a schut, only if the person wants it. If the person doesn't want it, then it's not a schut. So it doesn't work. So we ask that in Cain it works out very nicely, it's very mistaber. But what's the big Din Eved Kenani? And the Zayin of Manalos, he said that there's a big Chiddush called Din Eved Kenani, which is that someone else could give the money instead of the chassan. Instead of the chassan giving money to the kava, someone else could give the money. And it works with Teretz Din Eved Kenani. We said the chaylin yimamayna, that it works in mamadis too. If you want to buy real estate, someone else could give the money instead of the buyer. Well, what's the big deal? What's the big chiddush of Din Eved Kenani? If it works off his fire, so then what's the chiddush? You know, like the Rambam's own sheet that asked the Hano, he says, Taka, we had the same show as Kasha. The same show yesterday, what do you mean by Eved Kenani? Right? Some of you decide when you think it's like the others. Like, if you don't hold the Hano, you have the problem anyway if you hold the Hano, right? That was the same show. What the disciple says, the Chiddush of Din Eved Kenani was a different Nakuda. If I want to do a Kenyan Kesef, it should have to be my Kesef. It should have to be my Kesef that I'm buying something with. If it's my Kenyan, I would think it has to be my Kesef. We had a similar thing by Shtar. That if I want to do a Kenyan with Shtar, he said it has to be Shtar Shabala Mamet. Shtar has to belong to the Bala Mamet, to the person who's doing it. Here, by Kesef, I would think that you need the kesef of the person doing the kinyan. I want to do a kinyan kesef. I want to buy a house, so I have to give my kesef that I should buy the house. For my kesef, I get my house. The chiddush of Din Eved Kenani is that it doesn't have to be my money. It could be someone else's money. Even if it's someone else's money, then it also works. It does not have to be the money of the kaina. It could be someone else's money, and it works as well. That's the chiddush of Din Eved Kenani. That's the cycle, and without Din Eved Kenani, I wouldn't know that Din Eved Kenani doesn't have money. It's obviously someone else's money, but so it works. So from Eved Kenani, we learn the kedushin that if you give your money to a woman, she should be kedusha to someone else. It works despite the fact that someone else hasn't given any money. The chiddush you could buy me an ice cream cone, that you could buy the ice cream cone and then give it to me, that's pashut. But that you could give your money, then it should be a kinyan for me, and something that kinyan kesef work, that's the chiddush. Normally kinyan kesef is whoever's the bala kesef. Kinyan Eved Kenani is the chiddush to us, that doesn't matter who owns the money. So we always express this, that the chiddush of Din Eved Kenani is that if someone else gives, it's like I gave. That's the way we always express the chiddush of Din Eved Kenani. Someone else gives, it's like I gave. That's a din that if he gives like I gave, I tackle with no piece first. The chiddush is that even though he's giving his money, it's people I give my money. And that is good enough. This is how the disciple explains the din of Din Eved Kenani. So let's just touch up the Gemara and Dav Zayin. So the Gemara says that if I go over to a woman and I say, here's $100, a mana, and for this mana, I want you to be Mukadesha for Pliny, to someone else. So the Chiddush is that he's Mukadesha despite the fact that he didn't spend any money. I think it's not a good Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, that it's a good Kiddushin.
They
have
to throw it up the money, they don't
want to
be back
in Mayotam.
They have to take
the money from the Kiddushin. Zach in Mayotam is good to make someone lose money.
So then you make them lose money to get the
money. You take the Chassid's money?
Yeah.
If I would take the Chassid's money without a Yediyah, without his knowledge, you're right, it would be Zach in Mayotam. If you hold Zach in Mayotam, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
What?
With his knowledge.
With his knowledge, the Shliach. So, what you're saying is, if you hold Zachem Ayodim, doesn't work, like it says, the whole thing is not Shin Zachem Ayodim. So, the Khinani, you can never, if not the Dilla the Khinani, you couldn't do Skiya to be Kaina, this Kini Kessa, to be Kaina, nothing else. It would be Yesh. Because you take his money as Zachem Ayodim, and to use somebody else's money, it wouldn't work. So, it wouldn't work, and nothing else. This man, we had a Mishnah Melech Sopik. Mishumas was misupik by Kiddushin, where there's a din for sure that a woman has to get at least a puta. Does the din require that the Mekadesh lose a puta? If I could figure out a case where the woman gets a puta and the Mekadesh doesn't lose a puta, Mishumas was misupik if it works. Everybody remember the Haki have a case? If the woman gets a puta and the man doesn't give up a puta, so the case that he has was the Mekadesh a chayla with the Isurei Anah. The chassan is healthy, he has no problem, he's a healthy person, he has the Isurei Anah, he can't have an offer. And it's Mekadesh a chaylanis with a shava with the Isurei Anah. To her, the halachi is that a chayla, even anybody sakana, is allowed to have a hanah. She can drive benefit from it. So the Mishnah Melech said the Mekadesh is not losing anything. The Miskadesh is getting a pruta. He declared, is that a good Kiddushin or not? He had a second case. The second Hechatimsa had a woman get the pruta and the man doesn't give it up. Second case. If you Mekadesh with Hanah, you need a Rekayt Lefana.
Yeah.
Like Rekayt, when somebody is a Kashi woman with Rekayt Lefana, let's say he dances. So it has to be that his dancing is something that has a shabby thing to shook, that he can get money for it. So then he's talking losing stuff. But the other Hechatimsa was if a man takes something that's worth less than a pruta and he throws it to the woman, and in midair, the price goes up. That was his Mishlanov's second case. In midair, as he's flying through the air, the price goes up to a pruta. By the time she gets it, it's worth a pruta. That was his second example of a hechatimsa, which we didn't like too much. Why not? Why didn't we like that case? Because he's still losing a pruta. It's in midair. When it became worth a pruta, it was still his. It's a nice imagination, but it's not technically, it doesn't seem to yeshkahal. But anyway, the Mishnah Melech was misupik in this din. If the chassan has to give up a pruta, or just the kala has to get a pruta. If the chiddush of din ev knani is the way we're saying now, because pashtos, the mekadesh has to give up the kesef. The chiddush is someone else can give up the kesef in his place. It sounds like we're taking on for pashtos that the mekadesh does have to give up a pruta. The mekadesh does have to give up money. So now we could say, oh, the Mekadesh has to give up money. Is it good enough? Does that have to be his money? Is it good enough if it's someone else's money? So then this whole Shtickel Torah fits. But the side of Mishnah Melech, that there's no requirement of Chlal that anybody lose money. So what's the difference if it's the Chassid's money or it's someone else's money? Then this Chiddush of Din Ev Knani wouldn't seem to be a Chiddush. If I don't even have to lose anything, he can be cash with three, I know, which is worth nothing to me. So about that, can be cash with someone else's money. This Stifler's explanation makes sense if we go with the side of the Mishnah Melech that Kiddushin requires, okay, can you catch that requires that the Mekadish give up something. Somebody starts with them on the Ikhil side, and then they this condition didn't have a Kanani problem. Okay, so this is the Neve Kanani, and this is the, like I said yesterday, the big Shasti side of our Sugya, Waking the Kesef works, the idea of Kabbalah Shabbat Garbalai. But the other Nakuda that's the Kiddush in this Gemara is the Din of Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad, which appears here on Daf Kaf Gimel, and I think it appears once again. The idea of Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad. The question is, what does it mean? We're all accustomed to the expression Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad. Every time something doesn't seem to fit exactly, we answer that Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad is. For example, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says, the halacha is if a ganav steals something. Reuven is a ganav, he steals something from Shimon. It doesn't belong to Reuven, he's a ganav. What do you need in order to make a kinyan? You need Yiyush and Shini Rishus. In order for someone to be kindness, you need that the nigdav should be the Ayish. And that there should be a shina reshus from the ganav to somebody else. Let's say the ganav goes and sells it to someone. So the buyer is kaina with yiyush and shina reshus. So the buyer is kaina, whatever he bought. And the ganav owes money to the nignaf, he owes him the value. But the object that he stole, whatever object he stole, if he steals it and sells it, when he sells it, the buyer is kaina, if the original owner was miyayish, yiyush and shina reshus. What happens if the ganav says Hari Zeh Hegdish, Magdish, the thing that he stole. The ganav takes something that he stole and he's Magdish it. Does it become Hegdish or not? What do you say? What? Hegdish kaina? The ganav Mechari can't be Magdish it. Why? Because Hazena Shalai, right? The Nignaf can't be Magdish Hazena Bishutta. And the Ganav can't be Magdish Hazena Shalai. That is, how can he be Magdish? So there's a Rashba that says that no, if that's only if the Nignaf wasn't the Ayish. If the Nignaf was the Ayish, so when the Ganav is Magdish, it's Yiyush and Shina Rishus at the same time. It's Yiyush, the other person was the Ayish. And now Shina Rishos, it got into Hegdish. Because Hegdish itself is a Shina Rishos. First it was the Ganav. Now the Ganav is Magdish. Now it goes into Hegdish. It's Shina Rishos. It's a fresh Rashi for 1 minute. How could it become Hegdish? It can't become Hegdish until there's a Shina Rishos. Because without a Shina Rishos, it can't be Magdish. And there's no Shina Rishos until Hegdish is found. But Hegdish can't be Chal till there's a Shina Rishus. It's like, which comes first? Once it's Hegdish, there's a Shina Rishus, and it could belong to Hegdish. But how does it happen? What? That's not enough. You need the Shina Rishus after the Yiyush. There's the Yiyush. And then afterwards, you need the Shina Rishus. So the Rashba says, he said, yeah, they bunk half. What? No. I'll explain why in a second. Just the Rashba says that it's Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad. At the same time that he's Magdishit simultaneous. At the same moment it's becoming Hegdishit. And that itself is the Shina Rishus which allows it to become Hegdishit. That happens at the same second. So how does that work? We have to understand how it works. But this concept of Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad is somehow that the two things happen at the same moment. The Yad is created and the Yad is kaina at the same time. That's the concept. Now, David, you're asking about a regular Mechira. A regular Mechira is not a problem. There, physically, the Ganav takes something and he gives it to the buyer's Rishus. It physically changes Rishus. By Hegdish, it didn't physically anything. He just took it in his hand and he said, Harry, do Hegdish. Right? So there, it has to be Chabad HaShemayim Mishin and Rishus. The Rajma says, Yitim Yadavah. How does Gita V'yadei work? How does Gita V'yadei Bar Ke'echad work? In pure logic, think about it. He goes to an Eved. The Eved is called Ashikar Eved called a rabbi, Yad Eved ki Yad rabbi. And if I give him a get shichur, he gets to get shichur in his hand. At the same time he gets to get shichur in his hand, he becomes the owner of the get shichur. Is that logical? Is that a double understanding?
Huh?
First he gets his hand, but how does he get his hand before he gets the get? He can't get his hand until he gets the get. At the same time. So it's like, which came first?
Apparently,
there's
a gap
here, but
the
gap
comes first.
Shemini needs to come first and the gap. That's the concise, in order to illustrate, I think he needs to illustrate the cash, the concise class. Let's say I want to sell you a house. I want to sell you a house. So I go into the house, and you say, let's do a kinyan. All right, we don't have any money. What kinyan are we going to do? Easy. I'll write a shtar. Right, who gives who the shtar by real estate? The mic is okay. So I write a shtar, this house is hereby sold to you. I'll put it in the house, and you should be cutting the house and the shtar at the same time. Does that make sense? It's my house. It's my piece of paper. I write, by Yizek Konri Leruven. I put it in the house. I say, okay, I have to give you the shtar. You should be cutting the shtar, the kinyan chatzer of the house. Because now the house is becoming yours. And at the same second that the house becomes yours, the shtar becomes yours. At the same second the shtar becomes yours, the house becomes yours. So do kita diyadi ban kachad. I'll be makti to the house by writing the shtar or putting it into the house. No. That mustaber should work?
No.
Why is that any different than the kita diyadi?
When it's in his hand, it's his. By putting it into the house, it's the box. So
that, but David's hand is mine. David's hand is mine.
So first comes the other hand, and then comes the.
How does the hand come first? The Pashtus Hadavar that you need a kinyan of the Shtar Shechel. How does one come first? Which one? How does Kita the other Kachas work? How does?
As if I'm writing a Shtar, it's like he's doing half the Ever right away.
When he's writing the Shtar?
When he's writing the Shtar, it's not that way. He's giving it over, he's showing that he doesn't want to.
If it's not considered writing the Shtar. If he's writing the Shtar Shechur and rip it up, nothing would happen.
But when he's giving it over, he's showing that first he wants that, he doesn't want to have it anymore. So he's giving the Ever back his.
There's no question that the owner wants to make him free. But with which kinyan did he make him free? The Eved is kind of the Shtar with, what do I mean, the scene? I mean, without a kinyan.
Yes.
Okay, which is what the Kesais is going to get to, which we're going to get to. But I'm trying to just show that before you get to the Kesais, the Pashtus, it seems to not work technically. What does it mean, buying Kachas? How does that happen? How can it happen at the same second of selling you the house and the Shtar, which is in the house? The same second you came to the house, you came to the shtar. The same second you came to the shtar, you came to the house. Which one were you came to first, the house or the shtar? You can't be came to the house first, because you can't be came to the house until you own the shtar. You can't be came to the shtar first, because you can't own the shtar until you own the house. So the whole thing of kita v'yad v'kachas, it just doesn't technically work. Technically, it seems not to work. Now, there are two mahalchim and how to try to explain Gita Diyadei Ban Kacha. There are two mahalachim, there's the Ketzaisis mahalach, and the second mahalach of Ochanan, probably, and exactly. But the Ketzaisis mahalach, which the Ketzais says in at least five places, two places in the Abimelu and two places in the Ketzais, the Ketzais has his own Shita, Gita Diyadei Ban Kacha. Again, it's something that's come up here and share in the past, which is basically, what is the Ketzais Shita? The Ketzais says that in Hilchis Gittin it says the Nosav V'yada. It doesn't say the Yiknava, Lashon Kinyan. It says the Nosav V'yada. Nosav is a physical act of placing in our hands. The Nosav V'yada. Forget lumdis. Nothing else is a physical thing. You go over to a woman, you place the get in her hand. By placing it in her hand, she's megureshes. At the moment you're doing the scene, that she's megureshes. A second later, once she's Megureshet, then her yad becomes her own yad, and she can be kind of the get too. But what starts the ball rolling? The Nasan Biyada, the Nasin on her hand. That's who's I forget. The Nasan Biyada. So the Nasina gets the get working. Then she gets the yad. Once she has the yad, she can be kind of the get, an achinami. But what? She doesn't need. So we're going to have to get to that. We're going to have to get to that. We'll have to see how that works out. These are the words, the way it is in the Avni Meluim. I think it was the Simen Kuf on a test. We explained Gita in Hilchos Gittin. We explained Gita in Yad Baka'achas. She says it's enough for the Sina, and then she gets a Yad. What? Yeah, it doesn't stay with the with this Rashi. Nothing else. One of the cash on the site. Okay, but one sec. This is the site. See, here the site. The site says, what's Gita Yad Yabaka Echad? You only need a Nasina. Eved Kanani is Iskish La La to get Isha. So just like get Isha, it's enough for Nasa Miyada to make a get. The same thing. Ashtashikhu, it's enough for Nasa Miyada to make a get. The Nasina makes the get, and then the Eved gets the Yad, and then whatever happens happens. But the Iker is the Maisa HaNasina. Inachinami. Subject size. Let's say I would have a field or a house, and I want to sell you the house by putting a shtar in the house. It wouldn't work. I can't sell you a house by putting a shtar in the house and saying you should be cutting the house with the shtar, buying kachas. Where's all my sex? With buying kachas? You have no haskola to start a kinyan with. There's no way for the kinyan to begin. It's not a magic thing, buying kachas. The concise makes a technical thing the way it works. We'll have to clear that in a few minutes. But if you don't like the two steps, then it's just the scene alone. So the scene does. Okay.
What do you mean
by the two steps? Okay, so you'll see why we gave that two steps in a minute. So take one step. The nuts of the other, you put it in our hand, and that's the gift. Fine. It comes to Hubbard. Why? You're right, but it's not a staver. I don't think anybody knows it's a staver. I can sell you a house by putting a shtar kinyan in the house. Somehow that's just not done on the staver. So as I said, the Kesayis talks about this in numerous places. Some of them are the Geriat Tzuah. One, the Simen Reish, the cotton hay. The other case, which again I think we mentioned, with a shtar shichur that was written Shalai Lashma. A man wants to free his Eved Kanani. He wants to give him a shtar shichur. The problem is that we learn La La Me'isha, that just like a get Isha has to be written Lashma, the same thing, shtar shichur has to be written L'shem this Eved. It's written Lashma. If you have a shtar shichur that's written Shalai Lashma, it's no good. Practic size. Takash Tashikr is no good. Shalai Lashma. But why does it say in the Shtar Shikr? It says, Hare Ata, Swaini Ben Swaini, Mishukur Ben Chayrin, whatever the Lashon is. So why doesn't that work as a Shtar Kinyan? In Dine Mamin, there's something called the Shtar Kinyan. I give you a Shtar to sell you, like real estate. Real estate doesn't have to be written Lashma. So taka in shtar shichur, it doesn't work. Well, every shtar shichur that's written shalai l'shma, let it work with Torah shtar kinyan. I'm selling the evet, I'm giving you my matana to himself. The shtar kinyan, I'm writing a shtar. I want to give you real estate as a gift. I write a shtar, hari kakazu in the sunnah l'plaini. I want to give you an evet as a gift, I write hari evet in the sunnah l'plaini. So here also, I'm writing hari ata ben chayrin. Why doesn't it work with Torah shtar kinyan? Every shtar shichur at shalai b'shma, why is it powerful? It should buy b'shtar kinyan. The teretz is not the k'tzai, it's pashut. What's pashut? That there's no gita v'yad v'an k'echad by shtar kinyan. He can't do shtar kinyan because he can't be kind of the shtar kinyan. The only time Kita V'yodim HaKechad makes sense is by Ishtar Shichur. We have a Nosan to see there's enough. Ishtar Kinyan requires a Kinyan. So if Ishtar Kinyan, it doesn't work. So again, Lishita, so he explains that. It's very good. Another Nekuda the Ketzai says is a get that's written on Isuri Hanor. It's kosher. If you write a get on a piece of paper of Avodah Zarah, Isuri Hanor, you're not allowed to do it. But let's say you did it. You wrote a get on Isuri Hanor and you gave it to a woman. So she's Megoresha. She's Megoresha. Let's take the sense of it. A get that's written in Isuri Hanor is a kosher get. In fact, this Ketzai is 1 minute. The Rajba in Pesachim says that you can't be kind of Yisuri Anor. It's not shy, you have to be kind of something that's valueless. The Rajba says you can't make a Kinyan on Yisuri Anor. You can't possibly be kind of something which has no value, which has zero value. So if you can't be kind of Yisuri Anor, how can you give a get to a woman? That you should be Megoresh as if it's written on Yisuri Anor, the woman can't be kind of the get. When she gets the get, or receives the get, she can't be kind of. What? He wasn't allowed to. He didn't have that. The question is whether she's a Goresh. He used this paper for his own use. About he wasn't allowed to. But once he did it, is she a Goresh? So it says she's a Goresh. He has this piece of paper, he writes a get, he gives it to her, she can't be kited, the Rashba says there's no kinyan in Yisuri Anor. There's not the Ketzais, the same parents. That she's taka not kited, but who cares? A get works with Nasan Biyada, a Nasina. Nasina is good enough, and he did a Nasina. So, how many things do we have so far that he explains? So three things, right? But Kita V'yad B'Kachas, it's enough in the Sina. He explains Yisuri Anor. And the Getshukha, there's a Shtak Shalil Shema, is also good. And he brings another right. I'll get to that in a minute. One second, good. A fourth raya, he says, a get could be given to a woman about karka in a tyrant. You can give a get to a woman against her will. And it's how? In fact, the Ketzais, it's a basic idea in Kinyanim that nobody is kind of anything about karka. Kinyanim don't work about karka. You can't be mapped to something to someone if he doesn't want it. So if Kinyanim don't work about karka, how could you give a get about karka? How could you ever give somebody a get against their will? A get bar karchai, if the woman is not kind, she doesn't want it. There's no kinyan that's chal against a person's will. Kinyan is the basic thing that kinyan needs to ask kind. So against his will, how could it be kind? So Zaptik says, it's a raya, it's a fourth raya, that all get needs is the sina, it doesn't need kinyan. All needs is the sina, it doesn't need kinyan. The fifth raya he brings is from a Gemara Yevamis, which says that min hatayra you could be megaresh a woman who's a shaita. Even if she's a shaita, you could be megaresh min hatayra. There are bottom of hatayra, but min hatayra, as long as she has enough das to take the get and watch it, even if she has a din shaita for doesn't have a din gadol, she min hatayra you could give a get to a shaita. So again, zaptik tzayis, but shaita is not allowed by kinyan. Shaita can be kind of thing. So how could you even give a get to a shaita? Nachamo, the raya, the get doesn't need kinyan. Get just needs nesina. Nesina you could ask to a shaita. So Samanayri says that it's Shayach. So these are his five Rayas, the Stipler, and Mesechta Skit and Simon Chas, brings all five in Aleph and Beis. He brings all five, I think it's the Ma'am of Kindness, where the Tzaytzanah, the Avni Meluim, except the one in Kufan and Tess, somehow he doesn't bring. But he brings all five of these things in different places in the Ksais, and they're all basically Shitas HaKsais and the Avni Meluim, which is that a Nesinas HaGet is enough, and that's Hagita V'yad Yibron Kachas. As far as I know, this is the only Mahalach in Gita V'yad Yibron Kachas which explains it logically. It's a logical sequence of events that explains Gita V'yad Yibron Kachas. The problem is that there are a number of Kachas. Rav Ochanan and Agamara here, like Kuflan and Test in the Kedem Shirim, Rav Ochanan brings the Ksais and he asks numerous kashas on the Ksais. First kasha he asks is that it's not so poshut that the woman doesn't have to own the paper, doesn't have to make a kinyan. The Ksais said it's enough in the Sina, it's enough to give it to her, she doesn't have to own it. So Rabbi Chanan asks, he says, it's not so pashut that she doesn't have to be Zaycha B'Nayar. The Ein Kam Akayna Laharis, he says, he's not going to go into it. Yes? But it sounds like from the Ksais that as soon as you do a Nasam B'Yada, that the Sina already makes. Well, it's not necessarily holding it back. Well, all right. What you're really saying is it's a Mishnah Gid. It's a Mishnah Gid that says, "Hari at Mugureshes, Mishdar Begetzer, Fahanayo Shali." I'm going to be the Megarishu with this get, but the paper still belongs to me. A Megarishu is the words on the paper. Magarishu is his get, but the paper should belong to the Baal. Ain't a Magaresh. This, Lachaira, is the biggest problem with the Ksash.
So
the Sina without a Kenyan.
That's like,
the Sackler says something like what you're saying, I just don't hear it totally.
Yes,
not in the Sina?
I'm in the Sina.
It's not yours. And if I do in the Sina without it, to somebody who doesn't have a yad, it's also not yours.
It's not mine.
The Sina says something along the lines of what you're saying. The Sina says that it's a bistar only when he retains it, as opposed to when she can't get it. How that works exactly, there's room to, I'm not sure, to argue about it. But anyway, this is the first, the Rebbe Chanan's first kasha. How could you say it's enough, the Nas and the other? So why is the Naya Shali not good enough? It needs the Nas and the other. Rebbe Chanan's second kasha, if he says, I don't understand why the precise gain is Svara. By Gita V'yad Eibar Kachas, what bothered the Ksais? Now how could it happen at the same time that I put it in your hand and you're cutting it at the same time? It can be. The fact, the Rav Chanan, very good. What about the Nosam V'yadah? It has to be her hand. Yad Eved is Yad Rabba. So it should be started in the Nosam V'yadah anyway. If you're going to say it can't work out tchia, that the woman or the eved can't be kind of the thing because it can't happen simultaneously, so how is it v'nasam b'yadah simultaneously? It's certainly made eved. How is it v'nasam b'yadah? How is it his hand? Yad eved is yad rabbi. So how am I putting it in his hand if it's not his hand? It's only his hand because kiter yad b'kachah. So that you didn't solve any problem by saying it's enough in the Sina. It's right, it's not his hand.
Yeah.
You knock out his eye. Is it his eye? I have to pay for his eye. The street is there, it's a custom. So I don't have to pay for the eye. What?
Not
for
Europe.
That's right. There's a custom. It goes free. It's not as far.
But you see, there's a custom. You have not had his eye.
Shane Abda. Knocked out the tooth of his added. It's the tooth of his added. It's his tooth, which is not his added body. It's his tooth, which is not his added body. What? Okay. Yeah. But you see, you can't say after the Nasa becomes Biyadeh, because then you might as well say it's a Kenyan. The whole site is trying to forestall that Bog Kachan has to work in the sequence. So if you're going to say, after I give it, it becomes yours, and maybe it happens at the same moment. So why did they say gain when it's supposed to be tight? He wanted to gain that it's a sequence. Physically, it's still her hand. It's still the other hand. Physically. You're right. That's what the site tells me.
You don't need a physical hand.
Yeah, but if you're a Lamdin, you put on the glasses of a Lamdin, then it's not his hand. Physically, it's his hand. It's his hand. It's not his eye. It's the eye that's on his body. The Gemara doesn't say Shein Shel Eved. It says Kiyake is a Shein Avdai. So he knocked out Shein Avdai. It's his eye. It's his eye and his Eved. And he knocked it out. Yad Avdai. That Lomaisa, you're certainly right. That's certainly what the Ketzais understood. Yes.
Someone
thinks
the street
is a Baal kind of. Baal kind.
So
it's like
the
Hebb becomes like
the house. The
Hebb is the house. So the Ketzais is saying the Hebb is the house of the Ark. But the Ketzais is saying that the Nasan B'Yodai is still shy. To put in his hand is still shy. So Mechana says it's not his hand. So I guess it depends how much you're looking at his lumdish is talking about the other hand, the other hand. What?
It's not a curl law.
Curl law,
it means
attached
yodam means her
literally.
So it can't be, so the
yodam
means
her attached
to her.
We
learn
now, my yodam reshusa, called reshusa. Is that the way?
You can't attach the
yodam
means
her because of the plant. You're being like a Mechana, in other words. So your timing, you're saying good. You're all timing to me that physically it's the other hand, but then it says the Torah doesn't mean hand dafka, right? The Korah's law is also a good guess. It's her, what's lumdish are hands, what's in her shush. So Bechara means that in lumdish it's not yada. You're right, some discussions tell that the nuts of the yada is a mechanical thing. You know, we're just talking about the way it looks to people. It looks like, it looks like the other hand, you know. So the Chor is saying that she really is not Marviyah all that much.
Yeah, Isha,
you're right, he's really asking by Isha too. Just by Isha, I knew if I'm afraid of by Isha, you right away tell me, what do you mean Isha? She has her own hand, she's a Bat Yisrael. So I'd rather phrase it by an Eved, because by an Eved it's much easier.
That's how it works by Isha. So that's how it works by Isha. So we're looking the same thing by Eved, so.
You see, you're right. Let's figure out if you're making it better. It's true, right? One of the first things we had was that a man doesn't own his wife, right? The first Rashi in the Masechta, that the way Rav Moshe types the Rashi, Aisha Niknis, so Rashi said, Labayla, Rav Moshe types, it means he's only kind enough to Isha to be a husband. A man doesn't own his wife. So he doesn't own his wife, so Vedasa Biyada, it's her hand. So it's very good. Rabbi Chaim's kasha would make sense, I guess. I guess the Rabbi says the taka hahir. So there we try to now say hekish la la to an eved. By an eved also, you have to put it in the eved's hand, but the eved doesn't have a hand. So where do you go from here? Either you could say that Akasha says he does. Akasha he does have a hand, perhaps. Or the kasha, how could you put it in his hand? He doesn't have a hand. You have to come up with terrors. So Bechadon is saying he doesn't have a hand. You have to come up with some way of working. The Ketzais is saying no. He has a hand. Physically, he has a hand. So that's good enough.
What is the Ketzais saying?
Why do you make the Ketzais gives it verita. You know what it is? The other way to learn is that Gita Vyadi Bhakti is magic. It's magic. It all happens at one time. I say magic. I don't mean the gist of Kishrev. I mean it's Kabbalah Vyadi. Well, suddenly she becomes everything in 1 second. Or the Eved becomes everything in 1 second. So it means, okay, you'll tell me that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. I'm a Kabbal. But it's not a logical thing. The concise is making it logical. That logically it follows. You put it in a hand and everything follows. So that's basically what the concise is saying. Therefore, not like the concise. It might be not the way I just expressed my editaria. Those aren't the words of the concise. The concise is saying that Vinasa Biyada works for the Nesina. That's what the Torah says. And from Isha we learn it out to Evan. Now you want to know how Gita Vyada Bhakav makes sense, so I'll explain it to you. The Torah didn't come to answer the Kasha. He's just saying this is the way it works. And the name of Gita Vyada Bhakav makes sense. The Tanai in the beginning, that doesn't mean he made the Tanai, the Torah made the Tanai.
Yeah, he kind of has everything, but only if he goes out, he gets hand back, so he gets hand back at that point. But how she can't say that, so that guy's hand, there's nothing to do with all the pressure of the king.
So basically, you learn it from the Zeres HaKos of Shtashim. Okay. That's really the other way to learn. The other way to learn. Oh, let me just get to the third Kasha. There's Rav Chaim, the third Kasha. The third Kasha is from the Gemara in the bottom of the Yamid. The Gemara says Rav Shimon Elazar does not hold of Gita Vyadei Banka Achas. And the Gemara asks, my time, or why not? So how can you ask my time if this is a whole pilful of the Ksais? So why doesn't he hold it? He doesn't hold that it's enough in the Sina, it's enough a kidney. He holds that you need a kidney. So Chalchanan says that according to you, what do you mean my time and the Rishon HaLoz? My time and the Rishon HaLoz doesn't hold it. You come with this big chiddush of Gita V'yad Yibon Ke'achad because it works within the Sina. Shimon Alasa doesn't hold of it. My time, what do you mean my time? See, also, the woman has to be kind of a guest. So kind of my time. There's no question, the Chiddush, she doesn't have to be kind of a guest. Taish v'nosim, a full kitchen, okay. This is the right to do it, but you can't argue with Pashup Shah. There's enough on Lasha or Shamloi. You just have to give it, not be back there. At any rate, the other way to learn Gita Vyade Banka Echos would appear to be that it's a Kabbalah, that these things happen simultaneously. Not with the sequence that the Tzais draws out. But it's just a Kabbalah that things can happen, kinyanim can happen simultaneously. That Gita Vyadei Banka Echad, it can happen at the same moment. You give someone the kayak of kinyan and the thing that the person is kind at the same time. Those two things can come at the same time. Again, which two things? The ability to be kinda, the yad to be kinda, and the kinyan can happen at the same time. And that would be the other way to learn that, like you say, the push the way. I don't know what you mean. That's a push, but if you hold, not like the size. And the Mishnah of Naya Shali forces you to say you do need a kid. If you do need a Kenyan, I don't think there's any way to explain Gita Yad Yavar Kachas except that with such a Kabbalah, that the Yad to be kind of something. And the Kenyan itself can have it simultaneously, which is a Chiddush Gadol. And it works.
That's the only time I'm going to say. I still haven't done that.
I guess the black card can say, this itself is a problem. This itself is a problem. How does it work? How does it work? At the same time, I'm kind of it, at the same time, it's a problem. I'll tell you what. The Torah says it works, it has to work. So you're right, except one of the things that Rabbi Chanan brings to show that it's such a difficult is the Rashba side of it. The Rashba says when you magdish, a ganesh steals something, you magdish it, you say it works, but keep the other bakar. Now obviously like it's safe, it has no verity. Quick as size, kita the other bekechad is a din by get and shtar shichur and nothing else. Everything else is kinyan, not nesina. You can't tell me kita the other bekechad by a case of hendish when a guy steals something. He's magdish is kita the other bekechad. Now maybe the size will say the Rashba is being kita the other. He just borrowed the expression or something. But the pashas, if you'll find numerous places. Now when things happen simultaneously, you'll find the expression kita v'yad v'kechad. According to the Ksais, it makes sense nowhere else except by get, isha, and by shtar shechur, which we have a hekesh to get isha. If you'll find any place else where the expression kita v'yad v'kechad is used, it can't be a technically true expression. And that's, the Ksais has to be masked, and that's like the price to pay for the Ksais. You'll have to say whenever anybody uses the expression kita v'yad v'kechad anywhere else, it's just a borrowed lashon. So it's not technically the same, because it can't be technically the same. You give him his hand, I'll tell you why you can't do it. If, let's say I have an Eved, and I want to tell my Eved, you're my Eved, but I'm letting you buy one thing, and just for that thing, I'm giving you your yad. The person can't do that. No, so the Torah is telling us that it works just for Shtar Shechur. Okay, that's basically the way to learn what I'm calling magic. Buying Kechav, he doesn't have a yad to be kind in. How do you tell that? He has a yad to be kind of get Shechur. Okay, it's different. I think it's a different way of saying the same thing. I don't know if Nafkamina would be. The reason the expression Kita V'yad V'kechad is used is because as soon as he's kind of the Shtar Shechur, he has the yad to be kind of everything. He has the yad to be kind of anything he wants. What's important is that he's kind of this. But with this, he has the yad to be kind of anything. So really, it does come Ke'echad. Does come at the same time that he now gets the yad to everything. What you're saying is he really had the yad all along. He had all the yad just to see. When you say yad yad for this all along, what you're really doing is saying he doesn't have a yad. Because he doesn't have the ability to make a yad. But for Shtar Shechur, he can be kind. To say the words he has the yad all along, it's really, it's words that he had the yad all along. It means the Torah said he can be kind of get Shechur. You could express it that way. You have the yad all along. You don't. There's nothing more than saying that he could be kind of get shit.
What about the body?
Yeah. What?
What about the body?
The
inside the house.
Yeah, what about the shtar inside the house? So it seems Rabbi Chanan says it seems ridiculous to say that it would work. That I could put a shtar in a house, and at the same time that you're going to be kind of the house, you're going to be kind of the shtar. It says, no way, it just doesn't work. How does it start? How does the whole thing begin? How does it begin? Well, Bachanan, a nice kuf mem, you take a look, he has three issues on this, kuf lachet, the one test kuf mem. Kuf mem, he does have a little more of an explanation. He makes an afkamina, has to do with that size. And if you want, you can take a look at it, and the question is what exactly he means to gain by it. But he does have a little more of an explanation than what I'm telling you. You should have a look at it. There's one more Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan in Chelek Beis has Ha'aris on Shev Shmaitzer. And in his Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitzer, or Yachaf Hei, he has the Machlaikis Shev Shmaitzer and shock. That has to do with the way Kinyan Mashiach works. The Hayyais, we spent time last week on Kinyan Mashiach. You'll all remember we had the insight from Taisus and Chafei that Mashiach only works if I pull it into my Rishut or if I pull it into a Simta. Or if I pull it into a Simta, which is Sidei Rishut the Rabbin, which I'm kind of by being there. So I think we'll take a look at that piece. It's again in Kavishur and Chelik Beis. You flip through the pages. There are a few pages that say on top Gittin or Bechayrit. There are a few that say Shev Shmeiter. Right? I believe it's like Chafei. That Machlaikis, you'll pick up right away. I think the Machlaikis is involved Machlaikis. You'll pick up right away that it's totally in this Machlaikis, the Shev Shmeiter. The Tzai. So the Tzai there, I think it's Mishitasai. The Shachar Shitasai. The Shem will finish that. Once we start the next tomorrow, we're going to get straight to the bottom of the yard, so make sure you finish.